On the Glory of the Siddhas, Chapter 18 of Sri Ramana Gita, Footnote 1. At the time of this article, Sri Ramanashramam has three publications titled Sri Ramana Gita, Sri Ramana Gita, translated by B.V. Narasimha Swami, Sri Ramana Gita, The Teachings of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi, with commentary by Sri Kapali Sastriya, and translated S. Sankaranarayanan, Sri Ramana Gita, with Sanskrit text and revised English translation, translated without commentary by Sri Vishwanathan Swami and Professor K. Swaminathan. The verses composed by Ganapati Muni describing the glory of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi in the 18th chapter of Sri Ramana Gita are infused with inspiration and insight. A sample of this chapter chanted can be heard on Arunachala Ashrama's website at http://www.arunachala.org/elibrary/audio/sanskrit-hymns/samples/. The following 8 verses conclude the chapter. Bhutale tviha tritiyam udbhavam krauncha bhumi dhara randra karinaha brahma nishta tadasa pradarsanad yuktivada timirasya shantaye 20. This is the third appearance here on earth of the god Kumara, who pierced of yore the Krauncha hill, and now he has come to quell the darkness of mere logic by providing a living example of abidance in Brahman, pure being. Kumbha Yoni Mukha Mauni Pujite Dravide Vachasi Visrutam Kavim Drashtavantam Ajaram Param Mahaha Kevalam Dishnaya Gurum Vina. 21. He is a poet of renown in Tamil, the language adored by Agastya and other sages. He beheld with his own inner light the eternal light supreme, unaided by a guru. Balakepi Jada Gopakepi Va Vanarepi Suni Va Kalepi Va Panditepi Pada Samsritepi Va Pakshapata Rahitam Tamekshanam. 22. In a boy, a dull cowherd, a monkey or a dog, a knave, a scholar or a devotee, everywhere he beholds the same being and is without the least partiality. Shaktimantam api shanti samyutam bhaktimantam api bheda varjitam vitaragam api loka vatsalam devatamsam api namra cheshtitam. 23. Full of power, yet full of peace, full of devotion, yet without a sense of difference, free from likes and dislikes, yet loving all the world, God manifest, yet in conduct humble. Esha yami piturantikam maman veshanam tu na vidhiyatam iti samvilikya grihato vinirgatam shonasaila saranam samagatam. 24. Writing down the message. This goes to the presence of the Father. Let no search be made for me. He left home and arrived at the foot of Arunachala. Idrisam Gunaganair Abhiramam Prasrayena Ramanam Bhagavantam Siddha Loka Mahimanam Aparam Prishwan Amrit Nath Yadhindraha. 25. of Bhagavan Ramana, thus happily endowed with a wealth of auspicious qualities, Amritanatha Yadhindra humbly inquired concerning the boundless glory of the Siddhas. Ahatam sa Bhagava Nagavasi Siddha Loka Mahima Tu Duruhaha Te Shivena Sadarsaha Shiva Rupaha Suknuvanti Cha Varanyapi Dhatum. 26. To whom Sri Bhagavan, dweller on the holy hill, replied, "The glory of the Siddhas is beyond imagination. They are equal to Shiva. Indeed, they are the very forms of Shiva. They have the power to grant every prayer." Iti Sri Ramana Gitasu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Sastre Ramanante Vasino Vasishtasya Ganapater Upa Nibhante Siddha Mahimanu Kirtanam Nama Ashtadasodhyayaha. Thus ends the 18th chapter entitled On the Glory of the Siddhas in Sri Ramana Gita, the Science of Brahman and the Scripture of Yoga, composed by Bhagavan's disciple Vasishtha Kavyakanta Ganapati Muni.